Time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Hip Hop National.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight, ready to get into another hot topic. But before we get into it, we're going to have to cover the show as we always do right here on the program. Tonight, we are going to be talking about what is a music consultant and why do I need one. But like I said, we'll go ahead and cover the show first. Lord, let's pray today for a better tomorrow. For time is passing between the minutes and hours. Life on earth may be short, so listen, God's children, and give this some thought. For today we live, tomorrow's it's not promised, so let's take the practice God's word upon us and use it as a daily digestion, for it is our hope and only protection. So together today, if we may, let's take a moment out to our knees to pray that God will make tomorrow a much better day. Lord, I ask that you cover every ear and every mind that is tuned in, locked and loaded to the program, and Lord, that they can get from this something respectfully to take back into their fold so they can raise their families and enjoy the career that they so desire to be in. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Tonight, guys, we're talking about what is a music consultant and why do I need one? You know, a music consultant is that guy who's on your team to help you do some of the stuff that you are questing to be in this industry. A lot of times for us, we see that artists come and they approach the bench ill-prepared. They're sending out their music, never have copywritten their music. They don't know what the copyrights are all about. They don't, a lot of times they have put out their name, but then they haven't done a search on their name to see if they're an original. Or they have they are putting out information. You know, they're kind of going on the wrong campaign, as in the sense of their artistry ship. And as far as the music, they don't. Sometimes the music that they're putting out is a little bit not ready. The mix, it haven't been mixed, it haven't been mastered. All of these things are very important. And tonight we're going to talk about a consultant, why you might need one. I'll give you some of the reasons. You may need one for his expertise, his experience, his ability to coach and understand you as an artist, someone who can do the communication for you and be a good communicator for you. These are very important tips in which you need to be looking at when you're looking at this consultant or having to need one. You need someone who has some connections, you know, someone who pretty much know the business a little bit more than you do and like don't mind working with an independent and helping that independent raise to the next level. But before we go too deep into that, I'm going to open up the floor. Here's my boy, Raw Dog, in the cut with me. Raw Dog, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, good evening, good evening, good evening. I think you have a good subject here. I just hope they have their ears open and their minds open because, I've always said there's a formula. But they never asked, well, what are the ingredients in that formula? And, you know, I think having the consultant or the mentor, or there's so many names for them. You know, the concert master, the personal, music director, the producer. I mean, there's so many different names for this consultant that, you know, they to help them in their career. I think this is a very good subject, and I hope they're listening.
All right. Rado, as far as the expertise, when you're looking for the assistance of someone, should you be looking for someone's credibility, someone who actually that you can kind of you can research a little bit, find out some information on to see if they have or they are who they say they are, and that they have some kind of relevancy of being an expert in helping you in that path. What's your thoughts?
Well, you know, they always say, you know, check with the Better Business Bureau, you know. I don't know how you really can check behind someone's qualifications, you know, because you're questioning intelligence. And intelligence isn't always on the Internet. You know, I mean, I hear what you're saying, and I understand. There are some established individuals, you know, that have worked in developing artists, okay? But everybody's got to begin somewhere. So when you say Google and research behind them, I think that there's a leap of faith that you have to take because of that person, what they're bringing to the artist. You know, there's exploitation, but, you know, there's also, you know, two sides of this, the artist, the talent, and the person that they're consulting. Are they also
Rodo,
understanding
Rodo,
any talent?
You just gave me three sides of that coin. You didn't give me two.
Yeah, okay. You learned it. Eh? You learned it. You learned it. But, yeah, you know, when we talked, you know, we had a show last week and we were talking about, you know, how the music industry doesn't have artist development anymore. Well, okay, for the hip-hop genre, you know, the hip-hop genre can get their own consultants. They can, it's not copying another artist. It's someone that's going to cultivate their talents, their strengths, and try to strengthen their weaknesses. So, you know, it's a situation where in this industry you have to look outside of the box. Most artists think they can do it by themselves. I don't know many, you know, and they usually call an artist that can do it all a genius. And, you know, in my lifetime, I never really met a genius. So, therefore, you know, to sit back and think that you're the whole package as an artist, even at that point, everybody needs help. And, you know, and I kind of leave it there and see what you think about that, Poetic, even though you weren't listening. Were you? You went to,
Yes, I was. I did check the line. Rodo, we have on deck with us, we have Mike Neely from the Grind Radio. I'm just going to open up his line as well. Mike, welcome to the show. Mike, give me your opening statement to what a music consultant is. And why do we need one as artists? You have the floor.
Okay. First, I want to say thank you for having me on your station. My name is Mike Neely. I've been in the music industry for about 29 years and growing. I'm still a baby. Never stopped me on the show.
Mike, you just broke up a little bit.
Okay.
So repeat what you just said about the last 2 seconds at least.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, I hear you now. Go ahead.
Well, I want to say thank everybody for allowing me to come on the show. My name is Michael Neely. I've been in the music industry for about 29 years and growing. I'm still learning. I'm never going to stop. But my idea of a consultant is somebody that will tutor an artist and teach him the right way of social media marketing and branding their self as well as their music and their image. A consultant is not a babysitter or, again, make it people understand, we are not promoters, booking agencies, or record labels. We give you the advice to get you to the next level of where you need to be in the industry as models, rappers, R&B singers, and so on. We lead you in the right directions. We put plan of action together, such as radio promotions, things of that nature. My understanding of and what I've done as a consultant is just the marketing and promoting and giving her the advice with my 29 years of history, giving the best advice that will be more successful for your career to get to the next level.
Okay. Mike, what is the difference between – okay, I'm going to – before I go there, Rado, did you you have anything you want to say to Mike? And Mike, meet Rado. This is
Hello, Mike. I'm Rado.
In a long time, Rado. So I want you to get a chance to meet this guy because he's been somebody who's been in the cut way back with me. He's also doing that.
Well, you know, Go ahead, Rado. There's nothing wrong with promotion. There's nothing wrong with opening doors and having the connections and what have you. But that's one half of the game. You got to get them a worthwhile image and product that's going to allow them to go to that door. You know, there's so many different sides of which consultant does the artist need first. That's like the chicken and the egg. Okay, the artist, you know, come with their product, but that product is substandard. Or it's too explicit to hit mainstream or to take with a representation to a label to get at least a respectable interview. You know, the thing about it is that I understand promoting and I understand marketing. That's all necessary. I really agree. But when I started out this show, I made the statement, which consultant do you go to first? Do you go to the marketing and the promotion and what have you? Or do you want the one that's going to take your product and your talent and cultivate it that knows these people? See, you know, I guess that's why, you know, you and I have an alliance. I don't step in your corridor and you don't step in my corridor, even though you try to, Poetic. You know, with your music creativity, you know how you do it. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Can you play
hey,
that
Mike,
back to me?
I just wanted to let you know, this dude's got issues, man. Just wanted to share that with you.
That's the way Poetic wants you to figure out the song he wants you to try to compose. He'll go, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Can you play that for me back? It just doesn't work. So we have our different fields that we have our expertise in. And that's what, you know, I say this a lot. Artists need a team. They need somebody that is going to say, well, you know what, now, first of all, do you own this music? Okay, who produced this music for you? Now, there's the first catch, because if you get an artist and you start promoting him and what have you, and just let's say he had someone else that created the music, and that someone else, after it becomes successful, jumps out there and says, this is my song. I'm not getting credit and I'm not getting paid. You've got a quagmire. You've got a situation there that will stop an artist. You might have promoted him. You might have him in a position to go forward. And the public's embracing this product, but you didn't formulate the scientific plan of the steps that the artist needs to go to get to that avenue of success. Because just as Poetic, he says, okay, is it copyrighted? Is it this and that and the other? They can answer those questions, but then there still can be something wrong in the pot that you're not understanding or knowing, and you haven't taken the time to research it because you're being presented a product. It seems like the paperwork's correct, but they stole something from somebody in the creation of it. So when it comes to teaching these young people, you know, there's so many hats that they have to go through. And, you know, I appreciate the promotion side, because I don't want to deal in network in the industry to figure out which doorway should I call on. I'd rather call Poetic and say, Poetic, hey, I got an artist ready. What do you think? And, you know, he takes it from there, you know, and then I can go back and sip a mint julep or something. Back to you, Poetic.
What do you think about what he just said, Mike?
I mean, he has a good point. But some of the things, like what I do, before I take on any artist, I have to know who wrote the song, where was it produced at, and I have to get sign-offs on everything I do before I promote any artist or take on the job as a consultant for any artist, because I've had artists in the past when I was working as a team where they didn't write none of the song, and when we made the song get signed, then everybody who was originally a part of the song put their hand out, you know. So I personally, and he does have a point, you got to make sure your paperwork is done. I make sure everybody involved in the project, they sign off on the project, so the acknowledgement that it is, I have it passed over to my lawyer, so it's legal, and we just go to the next step, because being a consultant, in some ways, you are a paid babysitter to the music industry. Because some of these people, and I do apologize, Poetic, but some of these artists I've dealt with in the past, they really need a diapers change, and they really need to be babysitted. I know some of them may not like it, but, I mean,
you
I've had
like
to change
the
key.
Right now.
No, but you know what? The truth is the truth, and, hey, guess what? He's telling it, you know? Yeah, I've been there my darn self. You know, I had musicians that, you know, you're riding to the gig, everybody's fine, and when they hit stage, the masculine hits their head. You go, wait a minute. Watch this guy. You'll be able to play. Follow him, you know. I've seen things like that. You got to babysit people. For some reason, they think that they can enjoy themselves while they're working, whereas other people go to work and muddle through it with a clear head and a sound mind. You know, the music world, they think that they can twist their brain a little bit and get their spirits up and do the job. You know?
Yeah,
you remember Jodeci? They were falling out on stage drunk and what have you? They thought they could do it twisted.
They still do.
The last I heard, they had gone through rehab. I haven't heard anything, so whoever they've got as their publicist is really keeping the cover on them.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Okay.
But, you know, when it comes to the...
Mike, we lost you.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Okay, I've had a lot of people tell me that I'm too hard, and I speak my opinions, and I say what I'm going to say. But as a consultant, I mean, like the young man Raw mentioned, there's so many facets to being a consultant. You really got to find out what section of that puzzle that you want that person to do, because sometimes a consultant can be a babysitter, a promoter, a booking label, an agent of any kind. Those are fields, I mean, I can get into them, but I choose not to. I'm more or less, I'm the business advisor, tells you what would be better for you, and put you in directions and contacts with people that can, as I say, sign your check.
And
things of that nature.
I'm going to ask you this. What's the difference between a personal manager and a consultant? If I got a personal manager, do I still need a consultant?
Yes, the difference is a personal manager controls your money. A consultant just gives you the advice that you need to make it, to spend the money in the right fashion. A personal manager is somebody that more or less, they're your babysitter. They make sure your money coming in, that your plane ticket is here, that your hotel is here. Those are your business, your personal consultants or personal managers. It's just two different genres.
So in a sense, the personal manager, it has a role in consulting, too.
Yeah, they basically...
That's what you were saying, Raw Dog, as in the sense of the many facets?
Well, there are different avenues of consulting. There's different avenues. There's so many hats in the ring. That's just like, you know, the personal manager nor the business consultant. They don't have anything to do with the... performance. That's a concert master. You see, so there's another hat that we talk about that he programs and rehearses and stages the performance. You know, so when we start talking about how many, then you have the road manager. That's the one that's in charge of the equipment. You see, so
okay.
when we talk about
a question
team,
is, are they also in alliance to that consulting?
But see, that's the power of the individual that you pick. If you ask those questions to know how far you can go, then you'll know, well, here, on my Rolodex, I've got a guy that, you know, he does this. You need him, and I've got a guy that needs this. You need someone like that. And putting it together, there, like I said, there is a formula. There's a pyramid. There's a structure. If you're going to be a successful artist, you know, there's a blueprint of the requirements and the necessary people. So don't get it twisted. You know, that's part of those that know and those that don't know. Some people just want to get on the side of where the money's coming from. You know, you got to get your hands in the dirt, in the trenches. There's work to be done by many individuals. I said the word work. I didn't say the word find. I said you have to work. And so, therefore, employees in this team, on the staff, yeah. You know, I mean, can you haul a load in a wagon with just one wheel?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, you know how you're gonna haul it? In a circle. You ain't getting nowhere. That was a very good answer.
All right. So now this role of being a consultant. Now, my question here is, what kind of experience should me as an artist look for in this person who say he's a consultant? What
do you need
of
to look for the gray in their hair or no hair?
Why is that, Ronald? No,
because,
literally, why you say that?
Because you had
because,
to be there to understand
that,
it. You just can't take a baby and expect a baby to say, load the truck. Babies can't talk.
Well, Ronald,
they need
Ronald,
a diaper
don't get
stick.
Me wrong, and I'm beg to differ here. Only reason why I say this is because some people are born with wisdom.
Experience. Damn the wisdom. Oh,
yeah,
can I
yeah,
say that?
Yeah,
No. You can be as smart as you as a genius, but if you haven't had the experience, it's all theory.
Love it. Love it.
I can listen to a theory, but I gotta know somebody that's actually done it.
Great answer.
You know, that's like Run DMC.
But the only reason why I beg to differ is because you said it has look for the gray in the hair.
Well, yeah, but see that is
not because of the experience, because I do agree with you, but don't get me wrong. Someone who can, who's been out of the box for 4 to 5 years can have had a great amount of experience over someone who's been in it 20 years or 27,
yeah, but see, 28. But see, guess what? But you took that statement as though the gray in the hair, you applied it as a look, and I meant that as a terminology of their experience. See, you took it to the other side of it, whereas experience always will come out on top, because if you've done a thing once, then the second time you're going to be able to do it again. And if you've done it many times, you can do it almost in your sleep. You know, I gravitate towards the point of someone that's experienced in what they're doing than just
okay.
someone that thinks and they know how to do it. You can be wrong if you're just thinking and never done. Everybody makes mistakes. You don't need somebody going to make a mistake. You need somebody who's going to be on point.
Okay. can have some raw dog. It looks like we lost Mike. Hopefully Mike get a chance to call back in. Okay. You are listening to Hip Hop National Radio. If you want to participate, all you have to do is call in at 213-559-2995. Press the number 1. That allows us to know that you want to participate in tonight's topic. And tonight, by the way, guys, we are talking about what is a music consultant and why do I need one. And so far, we've had some good replies, definitely, from both Raw Dog and Mike about, you know, things that you need to be aware of as an artist and why you need to be aware of it about for a consultant. Raw Dog, I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to go here with you, as far as connections. Is it necessary for a consultant to have connections if he's going to be a part of my career?
Well, yeah. I mean,
why?
Do you want somebody on your team that knows no one, or do you want somebody that has had at least a point of contact with other people that are working and knowledgeable in what you're trying to do? I've seen automobile repair people call another person and ask them a question about something that they might be getting ready to repair on a car, just so that they can pool their knowledge and put their work and their effort to success. See, you know, we're talking about the game. If you want success, then there's a blueprint. You know, we can have a bunch of people doing it on their own. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But the catch is that you can't do it all by yourself. You're going to need as many people that have had the experience to be there to, you know, answer those questions, knock on those doors. You know, that's just like Floyd Mayweather. He has never been defeated. He's a champion. But he's always got trainers and people around him coaching and instructing him so that he can be a winner. The same as people in the industry. Jay-Z's got people around him. You know, don't think these people are not learning every day something new about this industry. And, you know, all I can say is that even Will Smith made that statement about surrounding yourself with people that can bring something to the table and that are in the know and have the experience to guide you, even in life. You know, if you're riding around in a car full of criminals and one got a gun and the police stop you, you're all going down. You know, you don't – the experience, the character, and the integrity, and, you know, the intelligence, and the goals that the individuals were trying to achieve on their own personal point are some of the factors when you look into who am I going to go to, and, you know, that people always come up, well, who can I trust? Well, this is a business to me. You look for the most qualified individual that's in this business or is about this business. And that's how I would suggest that you find someone. It's not somebody maybe on the block. It's not necessarily anybody that you might know. You know, I tried to help a young man here in Washington State, and he is very talented, but he wouldn't listen. He thinks he knows it all. I'm going to give you a short, quick scenario. My first contact and only contact was, hey, when I met him, I talked to him, I asked him about some of the explicit points in his lyrics, and I suggested that he change it. I asked him how come I didn't hear a guitar in his music, and he said because he didn't know how a guitar sounded or should sound. I went, okay. I offered to work with him. Well, you know what? He never called, and I never missed him. He's since that 4 years, he left Washington State, went to Georgia, thought he could hook up and do his thing and peddle his CDs down there. He had no following down there. He came back here. He just put out another single. I went to listen to it just the other day, and it's crap. He's not going anywhere, but he's promoting himself on every media level you can figure out. It's not going anywhere. I analyzed it. I listened to it.
What is his name so I can tell him that you threw him on the bus on national radio?
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that because you know what?
Come on, man. Come on, man.
No. Listen to me. The one thing about it is that I respect his effort. You don't want to kill the heart. Let him do that. He's not in trouble. He's trying to do it. He's working a 9-to-5. So he's on the right path because he's going to have to keep that 9-to-5. You know, when I run across him again, if it's in God's plan, I'll say to him, hey, what you doing? I'll say to him one more time, I think I can get you in the right direction. Call me. First thing, the mistake of anybody that's got anything in the business is they don't chase after anybody. See, class and in this business, the real are real, they will check out of curiosity because everybody's trying to come up. Well, what is it that you're offering? What will you do? And then that way, they're willing to open their mind and their eyes because they really want to make it. And they realize, if somebody's going to give me help, let me see. But if they're willing to be, you know, not, and they don't check it out, well, opportunity only knocks once, maybe twice, if that's God's plan. But there's so many others. I'm just waiting for instrumental music to come back and people dancing to that.
That's because you're a composer.
Oh, I can rock it without a voice on it. Seriously.
I love songwriters. I'm on that side. Simple as that. So. That's
and you mean you're on the lyric side. That's exactly. Well, you want it then that feels like the lyric should start at the beginning of the first note and end right before the last note.
It should complement and be in harmony, period. That's why God gave them voices. That's why God gave them talents to play.
See what I'm saying?
To bring it all together.
How come you can't share the light?
Did you just hear what I said? I said
no.
I said
you want voices from the first note.
I did. That's
you
what
hear
you
in
said.
The song.
That's what you said. What I said is God wants us to bring it all together.
Well, yes, He does, and He wants those that write lyrics to understand that without the music, what good are the lyrics?
Well,
and have you ever heard the phrase
I can tell you to a degree that's true. To another degree, it's not. Have you ever heard the phrase
you can talk too much? Ooh.
Yeah, but that's singing. I'm talking about singing.
No. You still can do too much.
We're getting ready to go
you
to a break.
You can do too much.
And I think Raw Dog is trying to put a message in the middle saying we can talk too much. He's telling me to go to a break. I know, Raw Dog. Raw Dog, you a man, brother. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. What is a music consultant, and why do I need one? Raw Dog, by the way, before you went off into a tangent about the musician, is that you did you dropped some great information.
Yeah, well, I like arguing with you, so guess
so,
what?
So before this guy went into this argument, guys, go back and listen to what he said before that. Very important.
Okay, ring the bell. Round one. Go to commercial.
Ding, 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 right on one. Listen to Hip Hop National. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotions. Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got That Celebrity Interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of The Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to ValderBeebeShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, we're back. If you're listening in by your computer, I want you to know you can call us right now at 213-559-2995. That'll allow us to know that you would like to participate, that you are listening, and then just by pressing the number one, it'll allow us to know that you'd like to participate in tonight's topic, in tonight's discussion, as we talk about what is a music consultant and why do I need one. But before I tell you to do that, I want to invite you guys to send in your music so we can play and support it right here on the program and connect it with other radio stations such as Mike Neely, who came on tonight. Mike is also a consultant, just as we are, and Mike is also, he also have a radio program, The Grind Radio, and I'm just letting you guys know that we are teaming up with several blog talks and different talk shows so we can help get your music further into our connections. That's what it's all about. That's what the whole program is about. That's what we're talking about tonight. It is very important because music is meant to be heard and not silenced, and we want to help your music be heard on other radio stations as well as outside of the internet platform. We also have terrestrial connections as well. So very important that you stay, keep it locked, and keep it loaded right here to the program as we continue to grow in leaps and bounds. We got Raw Dog. Raw Dog, I know you're back in there. And guess who joined us, Raw Dog? We have Twyla.
I know. I want to hear her voice. I do.
Look at this.
Hello,
dude.
Twyla.
Look at this. I know.
Hey. Man. Hello. How y'all doing today?
Pretty good. I came by to pick you up, but you wasn't
good.
Ready.
Oh, man. Hey, y'all, I'm a little rusty today, y'all.
Oh.
Yes, I'm
too
a little
much
rusty.
Party yesterday, huh?
Huh?
Too much party yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No, you know what?
I laid back.
I didn't do much of nothing. Really.
You hear me? Happy belated Mother's Day to you.
Oh, thank you.
He wants to be relevant in our conversation. Yes. You can tell us that all you did was nothing yesterday, but we know. We see the pictures.
Trying to drive me over with the bus. Let me see the bus.
Yeah. That Poetic showed me the pictures of you partying on Mother's Day. Well, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I was partying on the couch.
You part of the group of mothers that have hangovers today.
Oh, no. I don't do that no more. I'm done with that life. But you know what?
Uh-huh.
I ain't never had a hangover.
You said you were slow today.
I ain't never had one of those.
You said you were slow today. That means.
I said a little rusty.
Getting back to the subject. Cause
she said she was a little rusty.
See, he's saying a little slow.
Yeah, that's
okay.
A cold word for it. It's hungover. No, you're a good person. No, you didn't do that. We understand. Let's not put it out over the airways that you're a party animal.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to go here with you guys. Rallo, we was talking about experience earlier, right? Now, I'm going to add a word to that. Should that experience, should it be relevant experience of what's happening now, or experience of, hey, I was in the business about 20 years ago. See, like Mike said, he's been in the business for 27 years, so he's seen what happened then, he's seen what happens now. Should the experience of what they have be relevant now?
You know what? That's my question, because you, with the consultant, like, you should do your homework on them also, right? Don't you think
exactly.
That if somebody decided to bring somebody in as a consultant, shouldn't they also, before they do their homework on them and see what have they have done,
well,
you know, to raise...
You know what? You're right, but there's nowhere... The track record is always going to be muddled because, you see, a lot of things are not on the Internet. I mean, you know, you can call somebody and ask somebody if you get them on the phone about somebody, but that could have been that experience for them at that minute. It's part of it's a...
So it's hard to track that?
It's a leap of faith, but somebody, they're bringing something to the table that you can see. You know, knowledge, a lot of people sit around the table and they talk a good game.
Right.
But if you're in this game, you see experience. It's shown. It's not just a good conversation.
Right.
You know, because what happens is that if you can do what you're supposed to be doing for that artist, you know, well, my thing is the music side. I can turn him up. Okay? I can turn him up. I can show him where my music comes from. I can show him that I know what I'm doing. And as far as the artistry, he will see the growth. I mean, the thing about it is this. Okay, did you take music in school? Were you in the choir, Twyla?
Yes.
Okay. Now, here goes the question. How did you know you had a good music teacher?
Well, I mean, I guess you would say, because they basically trying to get the best out of me, you know?
Okay, so by the growth of how the choir came together...
Right.
You would say that was what showed that he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, I guess you would say that, yeah.
Okay. What used to blow me away was is that after the summer, everybody would come into the music room, and I played saxophone. And the teacher would pass out sheet music of songs we had never heard. And he would be able to take that group of kids and teach them their parts, and then he fit them together. And you could see the light bulb going on in our heads when we go, oh, this is the way it's supposed to sound. Individual
right.
pieces doing their individual point, none of them really carrying the melody. But when they were put together as a whole, there was something that was created behind the talents of the person that was your teacher. He showed his value. You see, in other words,
I see.
Work with someone that shows you that there is value when they're
working
with
you. And then they
can
show you, they show you something that you have in you that you didn't even know was there.
Right.
And they can...
They bring the best
and
they show you your weaknesses.
Yes.
And then they teach you how to get around that.
Right.
You know, my daughter said today, as we picked her up from school, she said, I happened to watch R. Kelly. And she said, I got tired of listening to R. Kelly. It was on a television show or a concert she was watching. And I said, did you realize when you listen to R. Kelly that every song is in the same key? And she goes, that's what it was. They all sounded... Yeah, he sounded like he was singing the same song, and he'd be singing different words. And, I started then saying, Keith Sweat is the same way. He starts one song, and but an hour later, you still think he's singing the same song. I'm not getting on him, but he's learned how to work around his shortcomings as far as his vocal range. See, someone said, these are your strengths. You can, you're good right here. Let it ride. Don't try to be, a Marvin Gaye where you have an acapella. Stay where you are. Let it ride. We can make $1 million off of that. And he's been there ever since. He's been working that job and working that job. He's in the casino circuit now. So he comes up to Washington State once a year. You know, so he's staying steady with the job. Now, he hadn't put out anything that I've heard lately, so, I respect it because he's at least working, and he's still in the entertainment business. That's what I call the artist. You're going to be an entertainer. How long do you plan on being there? I guess hip-hop artists think that they only have a short lifespan. But I even saw, you remember the artist Skilo that called in Friday? And he talked. I saw a write-up where he had been performing in a club in L.A. And he's been around for a long time. So hip-hop artists, there is longevity, but you're going to have to be creative in expanding so that you stay working. They even mentioned that his song got him in the Super Bowl under a commercial. So, I think, personally, as long as you can keep making money, you're relevant. You can pay your bills. And I think that's what we're trying to get these artists to understand. If you're going to be in this for real, look at it in a long journey, and make it yourself entertaining enough that you're going to be able to look at it as though it's a job. And it will pay you so you can pay your bills and you can be in this industry, because I think that's the way you got to work it. What about you, Poetic?
Well, Rawdog, I want to ask you this. If I came to you guys as an artist, and I'm not talking about literal, but naked, with a lack of understanding. But I'm talented. I'm talented. And it's obvious that my music is hot. But I come to you because I have never actually had a chance to get my music out there. I never was able to actually, other than record it, I don't know what to do next. As a consultant, is it your job to help me get myself organized?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe well, create a plan?
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So what you're telling me is that they brought me a product. Is that correct?
Yes, I brought you a product, and listen, I have no experience as in the sense of getting myself together as in the sense of what I should do after the product has been created. Is it your job to get me organized to after my recording? What can you tell me that I need to do first? I've heard of mixing, I've heard of mastering. But I did this at home, on my home recording studio, and I don't know how to do it. What do I do to start taking it to a different level? Give me some pointers. You know what?
That very good question. I mean, that's the million-dollar question. Okay. Now, you know, there are studio individuals, which means that all you're going to get from them is studio works, productions, something that you can buy, and they're not going to be displayed to you in a live performance. I think if an artist came to me, and I'd have to ask him, what are you trying to be, a entertainer, or are you doing it in the form of producing music? The one-sided. Then I can help him with his product and understand that that's all he wants to do is produce and have a product. But if he comes to me and saying, hey, I want you to get me to the next level, then he's going to have that second piece of the pie. He's going to have a musical CD of his track, and he's going to have to perform it right there in front of me. Because I got to see what he's trying to sell. And then from that point on, I'm going to ask him some key questions. How far do you want to go? And this is what you need to do. There's a blueprint. There's a blueprint that's necessary to entertain people. Now, to make a product, that's a different thing. But to be an entertainer, like you said, there's three sides to a coin. You just can't bring one side and say, hey, I'm ready, let me go knock on the door. You've got to have the other side and then the third side, which is the edge. And that is what the music industry is looking for. They're not just looking for a product, because that's hard to sell. What, you're going to sell a product from a video? You mean you're not going to have any live performances? Let's just say, you know, Kimbo has a spot open, and you can't perform on Kimbo to promote your product? You see what I'm saying? In other words, going out into the public and doing your product and promoting it is part of what an artist needs to do. And therefore, you know, that side of it has to be looked at and prepared for. Because the industry wants packages. They don't want just you know, Lester and Bob, you know, and Greg, you know, knocking at their door. They want a package. Who am I? I'm just one person bringing somebody to you. You know, that's like a puppet without strings. You know, how can he do a puppet do anything on stage? if he doesn't have the strings or, you know, the hand up the butt. You know, you just can't do it like that. You got to come as a package. You got to come ready because these are grown men. These are grown individuals. This is big money. If you're not going to deal how they with, on the level that they're thinking on, you're not ready to go. You're not ready to go. And if they do open that door and accept you, you're going to get sucked in and they're going to just twist you, flip you, and throw you, and you're going to hit the wall. And you're going to be like a lot of the artists. And, you know, I'm not bashing Skilo, but he admitted something, that he didn't make anything off of that song. Okay, so, you know, so I understand the industry. I understand it, and these guys can all become successful, but they've got to know, they've got to be prepared, and they'll walk straight through the door. Macklemore walked straight through the door. He didn't even bump his head.
And okay, I do have to ask you this. If, because you as a music consultant know all of these connections, because you guys, we were talking about connections a few minutes ago, would that promise me that, is that a promise, could that be a confirmation that I would be successful as an artist if because you know these people and you're a consultant? Does it make
listen to me. I might have Barack Obama's telephone number.
Okay.
And I might be able to call Barack and say, Barack, hey, I got an artist, okay? But the thing about it is that you can go to anybody's door if you're confident, if you're right, if you are you have that swag of I've got something. They're gonna open the door and peek at it. I've done it. I've walked into music stores and told the owner what I needed.
But my question is, does it guarantee me success?
Oh yeah, come on now. People that are insecure.
Wrong answer.
No. People that are insecure. Listen to me. People that are insecure means that, hey, guess what? They're inside the box. They didn't really take the time to look. So they get insecure because guess what? Now it comes for somebody outside the box to tell you whether they like it or not. You're talking about somebody going in there with a team of people that's been groomed and coached and evaluated, and they have critiqued this individual. Oh, let me explain something to you. They're not going to fail.
My question is, okay, let me restate this. If I come to you with my music, okay, and because you know these people, does it guarantee me that I'm going to be on just like Lil Wayne?
Mm-mm.
Look, I don't know what Lil Wayne has done.
We're
not
in the business of making promises. Because
I don't know anything. I don't know what Lil Wayne has done.
It's about creating opportunities.
Yeah, but see, guess what? No, wait a minute now. Lil Wayne, you're making a bad example because Lil Wayne has been in the business forever.
Am I going to be on like Macklemore? I just want to know because you know these people.
Well, see,
because you are consulting and you know these connections.
These guys didn't start yesterday.
I'm going to be on like these major artists.
Okay, listen.
No.
If they put in the time.
Raw Dog, no. That is the answer. Because
no, you say no. Wait a minute. Wait a minute now.
Nobody's success.
Listen to me. Listen to me. I respect what you're saying. Okay? But the truth about it is, it's in the work. See, I understand what you're saying. But a masterpiece
hey,
is a Quiles, masterpiece,
a lot of noise,
and if you put the time
phone
in it, you can
put your phone on mute until you're ready to talk, sweetie, because there's a lot of noise coming back now.
Oh, really? I was trying to open up this hose bag.
Yeah, she got a munchie going on.
I got a bag of holes I was trying to open. That's what you heard.
Yeah, okay. See, she got them. See, guess what? We do that, but we mute our phones so nobody knows we got snack time going on. Yeah. But no, you know what? Seriously, there is. You guys don't believe this, but there is a formula to success.
I don't expect you to believe it.
I'm not trying to convince you.
Rado, you can't promise someone that the fans, nobody on earth can do this.
Poetic.
That the fans is going to make you, the fans going to love your music because I know somebody.
Poetic. Can I tell you something?
What?
I understand why you believe the way you believe. I really, really do. I'm telling you something. I'm not going to tell you the whole. I give away a lot of golden things, but I stopped at the doorway. I stand as I have said. You can tell me no, I'm wrong, until you get blue in the face. But I know what I know, and I know, man, I've been there with these guys, man. I'm trying to tell you something. I've dealt with people that replaced people in groups that had made records and what have you. I really know how it works. It's the work behind it, and that, you know, we talk about credentials and what have you, you know, but it takes the work behind before you can go forward. That nobody ever sees, that you can judge the depth and the quality of the individual that's presenting what their part of the puzzle is, whether it's rap, singing, musician, or what have you. It's real. But see, that's where the point of, can they hook them up with these individuals in creating their product? Or can they hook them up with concert masters that have, well, okay, you're going to need X amount of people, the overhead's going to be, the choreography's going to be, you're going to have X amount of people in the band backing you up, this is your sound, this is your wardrobe, you're going to be able to do this, there's so many nuances and points in this that unless you've had the experience, you don't know what they are. Because a guy can come on, an amateur can come on bigger than life. Understand what I'm saying?
Wait. We're going to go back over that. Twyla, what's your thoughts about what Rod has to say?
My thought on it is that, as a consultant, I don't know much about it, but I'm assuming he has an eye. He has a vision. He has a vision for this person, and he has to observe this person and take time with him to be able to take him to that next level, because he's looking for him to take him, to promote him, to take him to another level. I was just wondering if both of y'all were consultants and I decided to go with one of y'all, And to see it, and because, with the vision that you may see for me still may not be successful. But where you can take, what's your name, Rodol?
Rodol. They call me Rodol. Rodol.
You can take me and be able to take me to that next level. So I'm just saying, I don't think a lot of times, all because you may have your vision and your way of doing things, you may not have the ability to take me to that level I need to go to.
Okay, all let me ask you a question.
Can I say something there, Rodol?
But I got to say this to her because
you got it.
First of all, I'd have to have the artist's resume to know what I'm working with.
I'm curious to have your resume.
Well, my resume and my expertise.
Yes.
After reading, just like an employer, see, now what you're doing is, if you go for a job, you don't ask the guy that's interviewing.
No, you're right. I understand.
Because you know why? Because he's got the office in front of him. All I got to do is walk them into my studio. Now, check this out. I bring them into my studio. Mm-hmm. I hit the on button. That's my resume.
Yeah. Okay. But how many people have
Think
been with have consultants and still never went anywhere?
It's
you know,
their
still,
resume.
I mean, they never went to that next level.
I can tell you, like,
who failed them? I mean, did no, but I'm
Somebody
just saying, who
failed
them? If they had consultants and they never went to this level, because you basically sound like you were saying that anybody, you know, can be
taken. You can take trash and make it. Sounds like to me what you were saying, Rodolph, that you can take trash and make them successful because of the people you know.
Well, let me explain something to you. See, now, you guys have just both, and I like where you're coming from. I'm going to bring up some names. I'm going to bring up Hong. You remember the Hong guy from American Idol? They laughed at him, and he couldn't sing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He had a tour, and he was going around, and he made money successfully. Do you guys remember Tiny Tim, Tiptoe Through the Tulip?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember Weird Al Yankovic?
Yes.
Mm. So I'm starting to tell you about
Weird
people
Al,
that
Weird
had
Al
less
had a,
talent.
Weird Al
that
had
a
niche.
But if you
No. See, let me explain something to you. His strengths, they developed. He had the desire, evidently.
Mm-hmm.
They took
but
the
they all fell to the wayside. They didn't have successful, you know, as you were saying. I mean, they all just, I mean, they had that 15 minutes of fame. They boom, bam, bam.
They made more money by their appearances. Hong was on The Tonight Show and Leno, both of them shows.
But you and I know, even then, okay, they laughed. They, you know, it was basically a little clown. I mean, to be honest, come on, it was just, what is it?
I told you guys, these
people that you're talking about, yeah, they came up, but they went down, and they didn't stay up. And it was just that few minutes, as they say, that 15 minutes of fame. And people are going to get tired of that. That's not something that's going to stay on top forever. And we know that when they come.
I got to say this, Twyla. I got to say mm-hmm. this. The success was a track record. It did happen. Now the music has to maintain the fame.
That's basically what we're talking about, right?
Okay, but see, I didn't say I was guaranteeing longevity. See, there's the catch to that. Longevity depends upon their cultivation, their growth.
But we're talking about the consultants, and we're saying that they're supposed to take them.
Weird Al Yankovic, he sustained. He was in there for quite a moment.
Yes. Now, see, all I'm saying is they brought their resumes to where they wanted to be in the game. Hong, he came in and he said, "I want to sing," and he sounded horrible. And someone said, "Hey, you have the heart, you have the desire."
But he was funny. He was more like a
comedy.
Well,
they taught him to be funny.
Yeah.
You have to be funny if you don't sound that good.
Right.
So the formula for him was: don't sing too long, make a joke.
Right.
Okay, so success. Doesn't guarantee longevity.
Right.
There's no promises. There's no promises how long any of us will be here on Earth. Don't get me wrong, but once they got their resumes, they understood who they were working with and their weaknesses and their strengths.
Mm-hmm.
And they built around that.
Actually, you're right on point with where I was going to go next. So you stay on. You stay on. You're listening to Hip Hop Radio
me.
Tonight. We're talking about what is a music consultant and why do we need one. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip-hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip-hop national partner, The Valda Beebe Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip-Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip-Hop National news from the number one source, Hip-Hop National Magazine.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
All right, guys, we want your music. I want to connect with your music. Please, we want to connect with your music. Upload it at www.hiphopnationalradio.com. That's www.hiphopnationalradio.com. If you'd like to participate in tonight's topic, please call us at 213-559-2995. Again, that's 213-559-2995. All right. Rodolph, before I went to the break, I literally meant what I said. Wanted to go there. Should a consultant be able to identify my strengths, my weaknesses, create opportunities for me, and understand the threats that's against me as an artist? Is that something that I should look for in a consultant? You have the floor, sir.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I think that is all, you know, it's necessary for them to evaluate and to find those strengths and weaknesses. I can think of one more artist that I didn't name, Biz Markie. Okay? Now, do you remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, baby, you. God,
okay, now let us think about that. He could not
say
sing.
He's just a friend.
He was not attractive, and you can still sometimes they'll play his song, or you'll see him.
That song.
Someone evaluated him and mm-hmm. his desire, and they gave him the right point of how he should display his desire and talents.
Being as he couldn't sing, pretty much just like the guy that you just said, we were just talking about, what was his name? All of them, basically. Tiny Tim and,
Tiny Tim.
All of them. I mean, they didn't have the overall, what we would consider that talent to be able to sing, but people still enjoyed them because they were funny, the words were funny, so people kind of gravitated to them because they were
funny.
They
brought something different.
Yeah, right. They brought something different.
We needed something out of the box. And then they just so happened to fill that void of the moment. And then,
but the only thing about
that
is that
an impression on us.
Yeah, sure. But it's always limited. I mean, they don't seem to go on there, you know.
But see, there's the catch to it.
Lasting.
You got to realize something. This is a rough industry, okay?
Yeah, I know.
Once you get in there and you get on that track, and I'm going to tell you from experience, it's a burnout. It's exhausting. It may sound like it's glamorous and you get, you know, you're in front of people and it should be one of the best feelings in the world. But you want to go home.
But let me ask you a question.
Like, no. Listen to me. Just like mm-hmm. a 9-to-5-er, you want to go home. You're out there making that money. You might be in your state tonight. You might be in Poetic State the next night. You're making money.
Sure.
But it's a burnout. You want to go home. food on the road, hotel rooms, you know, just not being able to scratch when you get ready to because the media's peeping at you. It sounds great, but it's a burnout.
Yeah, but I understand it. But you say, no, we're talking about a consultant. So my consultant is going to make me aware of all of this. I'm already knowing that when I come into this game that it's not going to be easy.
Right.
But if I'm looking to go to the top, then I have to go. These are the things to come along with it.
Well, yeah, but see, now, there goes the point. How long do you plan on doing this? How, you know, everybody
okay,
has
so,
a different objective.
So you're saying me, if I fail in it, whose fault would it be? If I had a consultant and I didn't succeed in my music and everything, who becomes the blame? Or could it be
both? No. What I'm saying to you, there are decisions in your life that once you get a chance for a minute after making the money that you're going to make that are going to be in your own personal point of wanting to do. As a male, you know, getting married, having kids, being there on their birthdays, being home on Christmas, being there on Mother's Day, you know, all of these things start to come in. And like I said to you before, a 9-to-5, you get up from home, you go to work, and you come home. As an entertainer, you're on the road. That's not home. Food here tastes different than food over here. You know, I don't feel like having an interview this morning, but I must talk. And I got to go to 2 or 3 different places.
So
you know, I didn't get a good night's sleep because I'm used to my bed at home. I got a little cold and, a headache, but I got to go out there and do this. 9-to-5 jobs seem a whole lot better than on that road being an entertainer because you're working 24/7 then.
So is somebody not putting that up there in front of them to let them know in the beginning, okay, yes, I got somebody to, like we're talking about the consultant, they're there to inform you, to let you know. I mean, because you coming in all gung-ho wanting to sing and make money. But like you said, and I respect what you're saying, and that's true, it is hard. Like you said, I know it's hard because you got to, like you said, you're away from home, all of that. And it's important that they be informed to let them know, are you ready to do this? I need to know whether you're ready to do this because you're not going to be home. And you're not going to be able to taste grandma's food. You're going to be on the road. You're not going to be with your girlfriend or wife, whatever they got going on, because we're trying to take your career to a next level, and you're going to have to be at these gigs that we got going for you, whatever. But that is supposed to be told from the beginning. They need to know that. They need to know what they're up against. Do you think you have it in you to go to this level? Because I want to take you there.
Well, but see, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
The right consultant has that on the application that the artist is submitting to him.
But that's
what
not a guarantee the artist is willing to. They say they want to go,
no,
but sometimes
they fall off,
right?
Yeah, but guess what? You have to ask them what their goals are for this venture that you're wanting to take.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you plan on achieving with
it? But you know what? Because sometimes we do have these goals that we think we have, but as we go through the journey, I think sometimes it changes. And in some cases, like you said, I mean, they fall to the side.
There's where I went earlier. I meant, you know, you look up wise individuals and you say, well, okay, would you want to work to where you could have enough money to purchase a 60-unit complex, apartment complex that's going to bring you in revenue so that, hey, you can quit this game, you can go into real estate business or what have you. Is that what your goal is? To invest your money so that you have a fallback on. See, I think a consultant is a full consultant. They're right. looking out for that side because they're going to ask that question. What are your plans if we open these doors and get you there? What
right.
is it that you're planning on doing in as far as your net, your fallback? Because remember, unless you have a 401 account, there's no Social Security going to be paid to you in the music industry. So
that's
you've
right.
got to figure out, you know, we talk about longevity and what have you. You know, it's all of these things. And then you know, one thing as a consultant, if I get you through the door, okay, thank you for, KNET, because that's what they call Obamacare. You can have your medical insurance you can pay for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these
well,
things were not.
You,
go
let me
ahead.
Ask a question. How long do you how long does a consultant stay with you?
I think happens is that if that consultant is good, you're always going to want him on your side.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to answer that question. A consultant is he's actually you're paying him to
right.
consult with you. He will stay on your side as long as you guys got good communication.
Mm-hmm.
Part of his job is not just about the money, but you got to respect his relationship with him, and he got to know that you're not going to cut his food off because you get to know him.
Mm-hmm.
But that's very important. And then
you got to know
that what he's doing for you is working for you or not. And if
right.
it's not,
it's the
if
best.
It's not showing. If they're not showing any balance there,
mm-hmm.
then it's time to part ways.
Gotcha.
Because don't get me wrong, the consultant's job is a business.
It comes out in the wash. You know, the
mm-hmm.
whole point about it is, and I understand what you're saying, you know, that's why I say, you know, you look for somebody with a little gray in their hair because of the fact, one, you know, hopefully – you're going to be mentored, respected, and it propels your career into the, you know, proper lane.
But I just heard you say that about look for somebody
with a little gray.
Right,
but
so
see, now, don't take that as a literal pic. Don't take it as the picture.
No, I'm not.
Intelligence. And experience.
No,
don't,
but all because now if he's got this little gray and he's caught up in another time.
No.
I'm respecting him, and I respect him that he's an older, mature person. He's been around for a while. But could he possibly be on a level that is not growing?
Let me ask you a question. Have they added any new notes in the music scale?
No, but I'm –
Hold on. Have they – change anything in the contracts that copyrights and all of these things, have they changed anything?
I'm just saying, you know, his way of thinking or his way of maneuvering this person's career to where it may be, not able to take him to that next level. Maybe he don't have it, you know, because he's kind of
out of touch.
Yeah, kind of a little, you know, out of touch.
Now,
but
let me ask
I would say this, Twyla.
Uh-huh.
I don't truly personally believe in a cookie cutter approach. That's one size fit all. I truly don't believe that.
I don't believe that neither.
Let me say this to you. I'm going to tell you guys something.
Let me finish, Ronald. I let you talk. I need to finish what I'm saying.
Okay.
I believe you have to have some one-to-one camaraderie going with that person so you can get to know his particular situation. So, like you mentioned, Ronald, you mentioned Hung and you mentioned Biz Markie. That was some kind of one-to-one communication going on so we can make this effective.
Well, Oh, my turn?
Yes.
What I'm going to say to y'all is, you know, as a grandfather, I got grandchildren that are in the industry. Grandfather can call his grandchildren who have a network of individuals and give the nod and say, hey, give this guy a try. See, what you're not realizing is that just because there might be gray on the roof doesn't mean there isn't fire in the belly. You know, you guys are sitting back. I'm just listening to you and what have you. I got nephews and what have you. They're in this industry, and they lock tight. All I got to do is pick up a phone, and they're going to go, it's you? What? They're going to listen, and they'll go, okay, because it's all about making money. Older people don't waste time.
Oh, because he's gray. I know there's wisdom and knowledge.
But older
a
people
lot
don't
of understanding.
Time.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not even focusing. What I was saying was not focused on the fact of the age, because I know it, a lot of knowledge and wisdom come with time and age. But I'm just saying, and sometimes, you know, when you're trying to go to in this industry and in the changes that it takes, you need to be, you know, I mean, if he was around when the temptation.
Yeah, but I'm not going to teach him how to dance. I'm going to call my younger niece, and I'm going to say to her, you the choreographer side of the family, teach these people. See, the network, where you fit in, your expertise.
I think it's important that they still need to be able to bond, and I don't think all because you're an artist and you got a consultant that all a lot of times that, you know, that you're able to come together.
I'm gonna give you a phrase that every boss gives their employee. I'm not here for you to like me. I'm here to do the job.
But it's important that y'all know how to communicate. It's important.
So
I understand what you're saying.
If Twyla, I love you, Twyla. I love the way you so feisty. I do. I really. I enjoy it. The only thing I can tell you is this: you're not wrong. But you're giving me reading the book by the cover, and I understand it. I really, really understand it. You can't read a book just looking at the cover.
And you're right.
Now, the whole point of it is that, you know, all I'm saying when I say gray is wisdom. When if you want to take it to the age group and the person says, well, how do you know about hip-hop? Hey, we have family members that are entwined in it. There's the answer that comes back. What are their credentials? Well, they're doing this, that, and the other, and you've heard of this artist, that artist. Well, okay, they've got dealings with these people. The credentials and what you bring to the table.
Right.
See, I don't claim to be working with these artists that my cousin is working with. I have the studio. So when I bring them into the studio, I've got part of the equation. That studio working with that artist, that's the product. I've got a cousin that I can call that's got other artists and credentials that, you know, he is working with and getting them promotion around the city. Just like me, I've got Poetic, you know, who's got the other side of everything, and he's got an outlet that he can play their music on. See, so when we start to go, what buttons can you push that these people see that you can actually push? Now, I didn't tell you there was any cost at the time for these buttons, did I? See, I didn't go towards your pocket. See, the one that goes to your pocket and starts telling you, hey, I can do these things for you and it's going to cost you this, I started with the resume and the talent.
Right.
See, there's the difference, the strengths and the weaknesses. What are your goals? How far do you want to go? You said them falling out of being relevant in the music industry. Well, maybe they made enough money that they just wanted to be able to invest it and have assets that they could be receiving in other income from, other avenues to make them a stable and good human being in the community. See, there are different levels of success. And I believe success is putting their feet on the ground and making them a good citizen and a reputable adult with assets.
Well, that's good in closing, Rodolfo, because that's where we're at right now. And my final note on my part, Rodo, you said you didn't mention the money, but I'm going to mention the money. Compensation is one question you want to ask them. How are consultants compensated? Do I need to pay you for your services? And get their response, because understand this. The consultant is in business. It's take compensation in order for him to act on your behalf. Understand that. It's just a rule of thumb.
But not on the first interview.
No, not on the first interview.
See, there you go. That's what my first interview.
You're filling out
a resume.
You get free consultation, but believe me, these people don't go 20 years in survival of giving you free services.
I understand that, and there is compensation. Yes, there is compensation, but see, that's part of the success. You don't expect them to grow and the consultant just be standing there with an empty pocket. Oh, no. But that's the pyramid. I guess that's where the next conversation, we got to talk about building this pyramid, getting them, you know, understanding them. You know, hey, do you want to be part of a stable of growing artists? Do you want to be part of? That's just like the mixtape. You know, hey, send in your mixtape submissions. Yes, there is a fee. Send in that $25. Be on Hip Hop Nationals mixtape, because then you're really going to get some airtime. But, you know, that's another subject. And we got to do what we got to do, because doing what we got to do is part of what we
can. Can I ask a question? What experience do a consultant gets to be able to become one? Like, where, how did he get his experience, and where did he set up at? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I can tell you like this. We had Mike Neely on with us tonight, and I'm being honest with you. I personally know the guy. Okay, Mike is very connected with me, and Mike is very connected in the industry. And he's one of my resources, in a sense, because I got several, of people that really you can connect with. The experience come by is by hitting the pavement, doing it all the time, doing it consistently, and staying abreast of the changes and the new people that come about, and connecting with them on an ongoing basis so you can stay relevant. Because and then not burning bridges. The consultant got to be a good communicator.
Right.
Being able to actually, hey, Mike, I got somebody I want you to listen to. Hey, you think maybe we can get Russell online to check this out? Boom, that happens. That stuff can happen in real time. But the only way for it to happen is you and me, as an artist to consultant, we have to have a relationship. Relationship is very important. Mm-hmm. And you
but you got to tell them, you ain't calling Russell if they're not ready. I mean, you're not going to knock on the door just because they want to pay
you. I can't tell you, I have a personal connection with Russell Simmons. Not me.
No. But what I'm saying is that you're not going to knock on the door if they're not ready. You're going to tell them first. That's the first. You got to be able to tell them the truth.
So a consultant
is
a promoter?
I'm not in the business of making promises.
He's not
a
promoter.
Yes, see, a promoter is a totally separate entity.
They're totally different. So I'm just saying, where does he, I mean, he sits in the industry and observes the, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out where he, how did he maneuver himself to be able to know the industry, to be able instill this information into people, you know?
I'm going to tell you.
You know what, Poetic? I know what you're getting ready to do. We got to go to the music, but guess what?
Yes, we got to
put that down
go
for the next
the
show.
Twyla, if you got questions, I answer it behind the scenes. But you're right.
Okay, that's fine.
Raw Dog, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Raw Dog, Dr. AT, take it away.
All right, God bless.
This is Dr. Ray T, and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio's In the Mix. You have the number one hip hop station on the planet. We play the unsigned and independent artists from around the world, from every genre of music. To get your submission heard, send your radio MP3 file to www.hiphopnational.com.
Dr. A.T.
Number one hip-hop station on the planet.
Dr. A.T. Dr. A.T. Dr. A.T.
Next on deck, one more round.
I ain't got no more stress, nothing on my mind, having a good time. Loved ones all around me, leave your worries behind. Smile for me, baby, even if you had your worst day. Shots all around, I know it's someone's birthday. But yeah, I got my family in here. You feeling alright, then put your glasses in the air. Yeah, we make a toast to the good life. Party is a job, then I'ma work it all night. And let's party like we stars and they kick us out. Drink liquor till the bar runs out. Yeah, live for the moment, not knowing where it takes me. Don't matter where I end up, just get home safely. Mr. Club owner, don't shut this down. Cause the night is still young, I need one more crowd. Party people here tonight, put your hands up high. Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night. We party like we're famous till they kick us out. But my party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round, one more round, one more round, one more round.
One more. Let's go.
One more round. Bass in the speakers, beating all your pain away. Dance off your problems, sweating out the bad days. Feeling so right, at an all-time best. Looking so nice in your brand new dress. I wanna have a good night with all my friends. Can we make it last forever? And don't forget, smile every time when I'm taking my pics. Cause I'm blessed, never thought life would end up like this. I got a pocket full of sorrows, pillow for tomorrow. Got my pain in this bottle, I'll be finished when it's hollow. And pour shots till they get the last drop. Then the party don't stop till they calling the cops. Yeah, stress free living, but now that we living, got the bottles on ice, we VIP chilling. But yeah, and tonight is the night. But tell me how you feeling, just one more, feel it.
All these people here tonight, put your hands up high. Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night. We party like we're famous till they kick us out. But my party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round, one more round, one more round.
What about you? The night's still young, girl, what should we do? Call up your friends and tell them come through. And we'll do this every night like deja vu. I don't wanna go home, what about you? The night's still young, girl, what should we do? Call all your friends up and tell them come through. And do this every night like deja vu. Party people here tonight, put your hands up high.
Hands up high.
Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night.
Hell of a night.
We party like we're famous till they kick us out.
Kick us out.
But my party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round, one more round,
one more round,
one more round, one more round.
Next on deck, I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
Like a pill, riding real slow. Got a pocket full of throw, trying to turn it into show. I'm a D-boy, doing what the D-boys do. Riding round off the drink, so listen to screw. I do the fool, swanging, hogging up the lane. I do it for them boys with the candy on their frame. With the real big rims, car sitting tall. Flip down screens, hit the button and they fall. If you ball like I ball,
is icy. When they see the diamonds shining, I think they like me. It's a game time thing, and you already know. I stay stunting, haters mad cause they watching me glow. I got my swagger right, check, game tight, check. When I'm chopping through the city, everybody break their neck. I'm swinging to the left, I'm swinging to the right. Then I slow down my swing and let them spin at the light. I'm swinging,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
Greens flipping, swerving in and out of lanes. It's your boy Scotty Pippen, still sipping on yak, still blazing up a sack, still riding in the lack with the roof pushed back, coming down like a hog, chopping and swinging, 18s in the trunk, and I'm keeping them banging. Ain't no windows tinted, you can see me in it. Don't put the rims on it without TVs in it. We ain't new to this. We've been doing this here for moons. I'm a game time player. I run around with tycoons. I'm swangin', grip, grip, gripping on the grain.
I'm swangin',
can't drip, drippin' in the lane.
I'm swangin',
rims still spinning like whoa. When I pull off, the rims start moving real slow. When I'm in your city, you gotta watch me glow. Nebraska on the plate, and I represent the O. I'm swangin',
get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swangin',
get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swangin',
get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swangin',
get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swangin',
get your swang on, get your swang on.
Started off with Dayton's and Bowles. Now it's candy paint plays and them pop-up doughs. In my city, if you're ballin', you gotta ride clean. If you're riding on rims, then you gotta watch screens. When I pull up at the lights, my rims don't stop. When I'm riding up the block, my rims gon' chop. I'm the MVP, I'm the player of the game. In the slab coming down, paint drippin' in the lane. Ride shining clean, then you're doing your thing. I blow the horn when I pass, I'm respecting your swing. I see you, player, go ahead, do what you do. When I ride by the stunner, I'ma chuck him a deuce. It's an Omaha thing, go on swing, go on swing. You got diamonds in your chain, let them hang, let them hang. This is for the players that be keeping it real. Pop your collar with me, pimpin', and show me your grill. I'm swing,
get your swing on. Get your swing on,
I'm swing.
Get your swing on, get your swing on,
I'm swing.
Get your swing on, get your swing on,
I'm swing.
Get your swing on, get your swing on,
I'm swing.
Get your swing on, get your swing on,
I'm swing.
Get your swing on, get your swing on,
I'm swing.
Get your swing on, get your swing on.
Yes, yes, yes. It is spotlight time here at Hip Hop National Radio. Yeah, I said it. Spotlight time. It is my pleasure. Drum roll, please. Take it away.
Yo, what's up? This is Gabby Cashman. It's about to go down right here, right now. Been debuting my new song, Red Lipstick and the AK. It's available now on iTunes. You can also hear more of my music at my official website, GabbyCashman.com. Drop that.
Yo, to make it today as a woman, you gotta be tough, sexy, street smart, and educated. Let me show you how I do it.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread country girl, thick in the hip.
Flow. It's a hijack, everybody hit the flow. I'm really that dope and I'm really that cold. Hit the first line, they already sold. She so slick, I'ma unload. First word, bro, that wanna get bold. They lay away merchandise on hold. Winning, they zero. He'll kill that show, get that dough. They they know that I'm next to blow. Play with fire, you get burned. I'm the best thing you gon' learn. And I gotta teach ya. This is so breezy, but I will go easy. I don't got asthma, but I got that asthma. It's something expensive, pushing on the gas, huh? Y'all know the drill, y'all know the deal. When I grab the wheel, okay, it gets real. The money talks, and I can back it up. And I can be walking, and y'all ain't catching up. Cause I stay 100 feet ahead of the curveball. When y'all wanna hear, you know who to call. When lips tick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread country girl, thick in the hip. When lips tick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread country girl, thick in the hip. I just got my second win and I'm going in. Good stride, so I was born to win. So much ice, they think it's winter. You know where to find me, front and center. Beach buddy, I got the girls out. Kick up your jaw when the girls out. When I'm on the baseline, I hit it over time. Cops looking for me cause I'm better than crime. Crank it up, I keep it moving. An optimist, I keep improving. I work hard cause I don't like losing. She just hate, I'm the one he choosing. They wanna know what I'm planning. When I'm in Miami, vacation in the tanning. The night I'm in the city, got some pretty girls with me. Hanging at the Limmy and we all getting trippy. Screaming out yellow, standing on the hood. I don't like to brag, but I'm looking good. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread country girl, thick in the hip. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread country girl, thick in the hip.
Next on deck, The Dreamer.
Don't need no tattooed tears. I've been dreaming for years. Without the man in the mirror, the daughters with with me home and tell me what I got to fear. Count the cost on the day I was marred by the cross. I could die tomorrow as a martyr and there's nothing lost. So you can't kill me with your weapons, words of prejudice. How you gonna take my life when God already scheduled it?
Cause I dream this thing every day.
What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my single debut, Give Him Praise, and you heard it first on Hip Hop National Radio. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight!
Give him praise. Come on, don't be shocked. We gon' give him praise. Yeah.
You have now entered into a realm like no other.
I'ma tell y'all people right now, ain't nobody else greater.
Nah.
Who you know that can be named Alpha and Omega?
Right.
You may need a lot, but this rock got favor.
Hey.
Ain't no coincidence like rocks is a paper. Only one that earned king status from a
prince.
Nobody ever lived that can walk up in his prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified.
Hey.
Jesus Christ came to die.
Hey.
Level make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplify.
Hey.
He got that power. Much more than kind. For your homie,
okay.
Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely,
right.
Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy, gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely,
yeah.
Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul,
be.
Jesus is his name, and don't forget it like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe,
yeah.
When you go to the throne, but got a right to go boldly,
okay.
Snatch it back, flee from the devil, that's what he owes me, like the fact that I'm saved, I believe because Christ told me. His hands, they still holy,
yeah.
From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart, he never owed me,
yeah.
And that's why,
yeah.
I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me.
Now take me out,
yeah.
Go
ahead,
yeah.
I get that Lord,
yeah.
Praise,
yeah.
Pay attention,
yeah.
Start repeating,
yeah.
It's the end,
yeah.
Of days,
yeah.
Get down,
yeah.
On your knees, let,
yeah.
Him know that he's amazing,
yeah.
He's amazing,
yeah.
He's amazing,
yeah.
Hey. Go ahead,
hey.
I get that Lord,
hey.
Praise,
hey.
Pay attention, start repeating,
hey.
It's the end,
hey.
Of days,
hey.
Get down,
hey.
On your knees, let him know that,
hey.
And Omega the creator,
yeah.
The final way maker on top and none greater,
right.
So to Satan there's a lying full-fledged hater,
okay.
He can hate all he want but can't stop God's favor.
See
God can make it possible. So how could,
okay.
You believe on what them doctors do,
yeah.
Working in the hospital,
okay.
Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of,
right.
You a filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through, serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you,
yeah.
If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust,
okay.
The Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry he can't ignore.
Why you think God Jesus came?
To pay the price we can't afford. Worthy, righteous, holy, what else is that?
can of dope. Jenny's the same guy that a future president day before. When you go bananas, when your favorite team scores, don't forget to lead your best into the loony game more. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating this the end of days. Get down on your knees, let them know that he's amazing. He's amazing.
Next on deck, Angel.
Play your music.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah, she got my attention, so I just look and listen, wishing I was the one to put her in a good position. But I guess she got her while her mind was still in good condition. And I ain't hating, I'm just saying it was real. Someone with her, but nobody else is paying the bill. And I wanna know how did this happen, early. She ain't even tapping 30. She made her bed, but that don't mean she likes her mattress dirty. Never see attitude, only see gratitude. So honestly, sweetie, I can't even be mad at you. Do what you have to do if you believe in it. But I swear that bed don't even look like you can sleep in it. But if you good, then I want out. Still wishing that somehow I can give you what you deserve from that sunrise to that sundown. Cause they don't make them like you, babe. There's no lie, two chains. And she call you Angel for your new name. Cause you made me feel. Everywhere she would court him, told his mom she loved her because he didn't abort him. He just wanted attention, being somebody's fiction, and did her dirty so much it was almost like an addiction. Knew she would be his wife no matter how he was living. Asked me to take him in so his mama wouldn't enlist him. No, it's nothing against him, homie just wouldn't listen. Took advantage of something that most of us wasn't getting. I was begging somebody to give me a full commitment. She was doing his laundry and washing all of his dishes. Ain't no reason for cheating, I was the one who didn't. But he's the one with a chick that'll put 1,000% in. He kept doing the dirty until she finally caught him. Cause he thought that she bought it a lesson that she had taught him. I'm just glad that it's over, but never should have just started. Cause my best friend coming straight out of Trinity Garden. Cause you make me feel.
Raw Dog Production. I'm Dr. A.T., damn it.
I'm Dr. A.T., damn it.
I wonder if some program directors at the radio stations gonna show me some love and put me in rotation. Without having to dig deep into my pockets, I'm a hustler, but it still don't mean that I got it. I wonder if the streets gon' feel me, and if I get shot, and I wonder if God gon' heal me. I wonder if I'ma die before I get rich, cause I'm chasing a dream. I wonder if my girl really love me, and think the world love me, and put nobody else above me. I wonder
even if some platinum plaques ain't nothing but mirages in the sky. I wonder if I'm realer than real, and in the heat of the moment, would I freeze it? Wonder if I'm writing my last 16, and if so, press rewind so you can see what I mean.
I really
wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to be